Death penalty cases can take as much as a decade to fully decide and cost the county in which they originate as much as $1 million. That's money Attorney General's Office spokesman Brian Corbin says can be tough to allocate.
It is a daunting prospect, and it's not something that a county can budget for because you don't know when you're going to have a horrible, heinous murder like that. So that just drops into the county council's lap to have to fund.
Attorney General Zeller says he's concerned about how much death penalty cases cost, but admits he doesn't have any solutions which don't infringe on a defendant's right to due process. Corbin says a panel Zeller convened last week heard of a report from a Rutgers University professor who advocates lessening the number of expert witnesses which may be paid to testify at a capital punishment trial. Greene County Prosecutor Jared Holtzclaw says he believes such a measure would quickly be struck down, but says he does have an idea for how to lessen the financial burden on counties, which must not only pay for the prosecution of a death penalty case, but in some cases for its defense as well.
The way to address that would be, obviously, if there were some sort of fund set up through the state where, you know, if that decision was made, that the state would pick up those costs and those burdens wouldn't be borne by the local county, the local counties in which those cases were filed.
The state is in the midst of a 3-year study on how to streamline its judicial system and will present the results of the study to the state legislature. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.